sat down with our amateur scouts and started to talk about the players and going down the list of players that, you know, from the start, you kind of talk about each and every one of them, you know, their goods and the different things of where they're going to project to be. And when we got to Mark, there was a level of excitement that all of our scouts, you know, genuinely felt, you know, that they felt that, you know, this player was on a very, very steep development curve, you know, came and developed a tremendous amount this year, and that, you know, if he continues to develop on that track, that they're very, very excited about the prospects of him in the future. Good size, great character kid. You know, we're very excited to have him.
How much of an impact did Dale Hawerchuk have?
Well, we did have some conversations with him over the last 2 days. You know, spoke, you know, tremendous amount about the, you know, his character, his drive, his work ethic, his commitment of wanting to be a player. And I think, you know, you saw all those attributes, you know, just the genuine smile that was on his face up there. That was, you know, to me, that was a very, very proud moment.
He had just 1 year in the Ontario Hockey League so far. Is that enough to get him to the next level and obviously the best league in the world?
Well, you know, we're of the mindset that, you know, players will find their own level at the right, you know, point in time. But we're very excited about, you know, again, the development side that is there, and that if he continues on that path, that, you know, we're going to have a very good player.
Twofold, can you talk about what you like about him so far and, I guess, what he needs to improve on?
Well, again, it's, you know, the things that we like are the things that are very evident. He's got used his character. He's got a great personality. You know, from the interview process, he was very comfortable, showed a great deal of maturity, and you know, from the development standpoint, you know, again, we're hoping that you know, again, that development curve continues on. He had a great under 18 tournament at the end of the season, and you know, again, just a real quality kid.
How busy has your phone been during the draft?
You know what, actually it was pretty quiet, you know, for the most part. I think you're starting to see some trades unfolding on the floor there right now. You know, for the most part, I think everyone was just sitting and waiting and watching to see how the picks unfolded.
The Jets name, how difficult was it to finally decide on that? And were there other names, obviously, has been?
You know, I wasn't, you know, really involved from the onset with respect to the, you know, the Jets name or, you know, any other names that had been, you know, considered. But I'll tell you something, when I was up there announcing the pick, the Winnipeg Jets rolled right off my tongue.
Failing to take advantage of drafts and not developing the players properly. How important is this weekend for you in taking this team places it's never been able to go to?
Well, one of the things that we talked about is that, you know, drafting and developing is going to be the hallmark of this franchise. For us to move forward, to have the success that we want to have, we have to draft well and we have to develop well. And from the very first time I sat down with, you know, Mark Chipman and we talked about, you know, this position, he was very clear and I was very clear that, you know, development was going to be viewed as an investment, not as an expense. And when I heard those words out of his mouth, they were music to my ears because, you know, again, to have that kind of commitment from ownership, to know that they're in it for the long haul. They want to see these players become National Hockey League players when they're ready to. And, you know, that the opportunities are there, are going to be there to make sure we can give them everything we can to develop them.
Can you describe the challenge in the short term? Just, I mean, you guys are trying to build a franchise on the fly right now. I mean, hiring a coach today. And what was it like to prepare for this draft, just scrambling to get a staff together? And,
well, scrambling really isn't, you know, really, you know, the word I would think that we would use. I think it's been a methodical process. It's been a busy one. There's no question about it. There's been some long, long hours put in. You know, since the time that, you know, I've had the fortune of being named GM, but I've got some great people that I'm working with, and you know, Craig Heisinger and the staff that we had here today with from the amateur side, you know, they put long, long hours in long before this weekend, you know, to get to the point that that we're at today. So, again, they're very happy, you know, with the pick. I'm very happy in the job that they have done in providing me the information and the background, you know, on this player. I did get a chance to see him several times, you know, on my own throughout the winter. So, again, in the interview process, his character and charisma, you know, just oozed through. And, again, that smile was as genuine a smile as you ever see on a player's face.
Do you just take the knowledge that you all had from before you even knew you were going to Winnipeg? Apply that, you know.
I think
you've been a coherent team for months.
You take all the different aspects of things, you know, from then, from now, from you know, the things that you You find out, you know, throughout the interview process, throughout the development process, you watch some tape, you do all the different things, and ultimately, you know, again, we're very, very pleased with our decision.
Is there a sense of relief, I guess, after now all of this is over, that maybe you can just get back to everything that's going on up there and just kind of move on?
Well, I think all it really does is kind of cross one thing off the list, and, you know, you look at the next thing that's on the list, you know, again, tomorrow's a big day. You know, it's a big day for us. We have, you know, 8 picks in tomorrow. You know, the first-round pick is certainly a very, very big part of the draft. But, you know, we're trying to replenish a whole, you know, franchise, try to stock the cupboards with a lot of prospects. So, you know, the bulk of the work is going to happen, you know, tomorrow as well.
You don't pick again until round 3. Do you expect that to change?
Well, you're always talking, you're always looking. You know, if the right opportunity presents itself, we'll certainly, you know, make a move if we can, you know, to get into the second round or see. But you know what? You have to just be prepared for anything, because sometimes that phone rings when you least expect it. And, you know, we'll see where it goes. Well, I guess the computer scouting system is a computer scouting system, so everything's done by computer within those regards. So, like, I left my notes in Chicago as well, so everybody, you know, when they do leave, the notes stay with the team that they were with.
So, do you have, like, the Thrashers computers and stuff?
Well, again, the list is something that's compiled over, you know, a period of time, not just in 2 weeks.
Right. But you still work off the Thrashers list, right?
Well, we work off, you know, a list that we, you know, talk about, you know, since the time that I've gotten here. We've, you know, talked about, you know, the list. And, you know, the person that is actually in charge of the list right now is Marcel Como, and, you know, he made any necessary adjustments that he felt, you know, were necessary and relevant, and he had full authority to do that.
I'm just curious about the logistical challenges. Now, it's a unique challenge.
It is a unique challenge, but again, you know, very thankful that the Chicago Blackhawks gave me, you know, let me have the opportunity to actually participate in the draft and move forward, you know, in that regard as well.
What is most about Mark's game? Sorry, I missed it.
Well, you know, Mark's game is, you know, he's a player that has had a great year, in the sense that from where he came from to where he ended up on the development side, you know, is something that excites everybody. And when our scouts, you know, talked about him, they talked about, you know, a lot of aspects of his game, you know, the character side, the passion side, the size, you know, all those things are something that, you know, are going to aid in his game. And we're hoping that his development curve, you know, continues as it did in this, you know, this past season.
When a guy mentioned Steve Yzerman as his favorite player and a guy patterns his game off of, I guess that's a good sign.
Well, for sure. I think, you know, a player like that is, you know, obviously a tremendous player to look up to and to strive for. But I think the most genuine thing that you could see, you know, with Mark was that smile that was on his face and that charisma. And when we interviewed him and we talked to him, he's just a genuine player that loves to play the game and, you know, is very, very excited about everything. So. You know, we're very, you know, very happy that he was obviously our selection.
He says you need to work on your wink. He didn't see it.
Well, as I walked by, he was sitting, you know, 3 rows up from our table, and I walked by and turned and gave him a wink, and if he didn't see it, then, you know, that's all right. But, you know, it was a special moment for him, I'm sure, and his family. I went and met his parents after, and they're, you know, just very, very excited and proud, and well, they should be.
Quick thought about the Jets' name.
I was very excited, actually. I was mentioning here before that when I had the opportunity to say it, it just rolled off my tongue. So, you know, again, I'm very, very happy for, you know, for Mark Chipman, you know, and you know, his family. And obviously, like Mark said to me when we talked about when he ultimately, you know, told me the decision was that, you know, that's what got him into hockey was, you know, saving the Jets or, you know, bringing the Jets back. So it was only apropos that it remained that.
Thanks.
How much did you lean on Dale Hawerchuk to maybe get a scouting report? And obviously for us, it's a neat tie-in with the Winnipeg.
We did a lot, actually. We had a lot of conversations with him over the last little while, you know, with respect to, you know, his thoughts on the player. And, you know, he knew full well what kind of player we were looking for and talking about. And when we mentioned the attributes that we wanted, you know, he was very complimentary and very, very confident that we were going to be happy with that selection.
You mentioned that Mark, Chris, process. What single aspect of this game maybe made you select him over maybe more high-profile player like Sean
Couturier? Well, the aspect of selecting him is the, I think it goes on the projection of where we think that this player can go with his talents and his abilities. And, you know, the interview process is something that just kind of, you know, confirms, you know, your hopes as far as his on-ice game. But, you know, he's a character kid. He works extremely hard. You know, hockey for him is going to be a passion.
Thank you.